That is the sound of a Humber Imperial from 1967 owned by Harold Munns, who in his 25 years love affair with cars has owned 9 Humbers and 17 other Roots and Chrysler cars. Is that correct, Harold?
Yes, that's quite correct, Graham, and I've enjoyed every one of them over the years.
Now, this car is immaculate. Do you want to describe it a bit for us?
It's called a metallic silver. It's silver grey, to be exact, really.
It's got the beautiful sculpted lines, and this was the last of the range of the Humbers, wasn't it?
It was. There was 3 years of the Humber Imperial, and it was really probably the most modern design car that they ever made.
Well, it's got the twin headlights at the front, the 3-litre straight-six engine. Now, it's got the last sort of square design that Humbers brought out. What happened to Humbers after this?
After 1967, that virtually was the end of the Humber, as we knew it, the Roots Group. It changed then over to Chrysler's, and they never really adopted this type of vehicle.
That's big by any stretch of the imagination, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, you could sleep in the boot, couldn't you, Harold?
You could, yes, yeah.
Well, I think we ought to take this car for a spin and see what it's like, shall we?
Yes, we certainly will, Graham.
Okay. Harold, this is certainly a wafted magic carpet ride. The suspension is glorious. It just wallows along, doesn't it?
Yes, it's certainly, I suppose you would call it a modern suspension for the type of car. And also one of the finer points of it is it has back seat adjustment on the electrically controlled shock absorbers. There's a switch which is just in front of me, which you rotate in a clockwise direction, a 4-position switch, and that adjusts the shock absorber dampers electrically, and which should change the ride for your backseat passengers.
Now, you've been in love with these cars for 25 years. It's been your life, isn't it? You haven't ever got married. Why is that?
Well, I think probably it's fair to say that you spend a lot of money on a vehicle, it doesn't comment about it, and you probably get more value, I would imagine.
Now, by today's standards, this has got the aerodynamics of a house brick.
Yeah, that's probably fair to say that, really. It has. I mean, it picks up most of the wind that's around anyway. But it's still fun to drive, and I can put up with that.
What sort of speed and power has this car got?
It's quite a reasonably powerful car. It should really do 100 mile an hour.
It's got lots of lovely chrome dials, a beautiful wooden dashboard. The seats are made of what sort of cloth?
Well, the seats are made of what they call West of England cloth, and the dashboard is a walnut face dashboard, and it certainly has a lot of chrome, which I find when I clean it.
How do you think sort of cars, the old sort of dreadnought cars like this, compare to the modern day cars, in your opinion?
Well, I don't think they really compare. I mean, I can work on this one. If something goes wrong with it, then I can work on it. I run about in a small Rover. If anything goes wrong with that, then I've got no chance of sorting that out. But this one, you can just get on with it and get the job done.
Now, one of the more unusual characteristics of this car, when everybody buys one or gets one first of all, they can't find where the petrol cap is, can they?
No, it's probably is difficult, and I've found that over the years when we used to have the service garages where the attendant ran across and he was standing looking for the cap and you had to show him exactly where it is. Well, if you stood at the rear of the car and you look to the offside of the car, it's in the lower light cluster. It's just it looks really like a reflector, and all you do is just turn it and there's the filler.
Just what is it that you really love about Humbers in general?
Something where you say that I want to own that, really. It's just built in you. To be a Humber man, it gradually builds up in you.
So if I said to you, you've got the choice of a good woman or another good Humber, which would you take?
Well, I'd say, how much is it, the Humber?